Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio. Wrestle Chat Radio is a Savage Blade production.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome again to the Wrestle Chat Radio. Coming to you live from the SBTV studios right here in New York. And we are going to have a very abbreviated show today, folks, because the good people at Blog Talk Radio have decided that the show we had scheduled, they absolutely 100% canceled. Now, the reason they canceled it, obviously, is not because of any content or anything, because we couldn't hear, we could not hang up, we could not recall, we could not refresh, we could not hear any audio, we could not do anything. We couldn't even log out. So we had to open up a brand new show, which only allows us 15 minutes now. So basically, they have wasted our time. Once again, we're going to have to talk to the good people of Blog Talk Radio. That should take between 12 and 14 months to get a reply. And I'm sure that it will be sorry for that. We'll make sure it doesn't happen again. I have no idea why these people are so incompetent. I have no idea why they cannot, when they are being paid to do so, put a show on the air. Funny, I've redone this one and it's working fine. So now we have to do everything in 15 minutes because that's all the time they will allow us because we've used our 2 hours. Did we really? Did we really? I don't remember a 2-hour show happening. What a bunch of phonies. Anyway, folks, I'm not going to take up any more time than necessary since we only have the 15 minutes. We're going to get straight to it. The WWE once again has disrespected their lesser titles, their secondary titles, the U.S. Championship, and the Intercontinental Championship will not be a part of WrestleMania. Instead, Friday night, we are going to have Finn Balor in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And we're going to have Ricochet defending his title against the tag team. Now, it's no secret, Angel Garza, who's a friend of this show, I'm very happy to see him in this position. Hell, I'd be happier if he won it. But the bottom line of the situation is this. This is not an actual feud. All they did was set this up this week with some kind of a lame, a tag team is going to individually take on Ricochet, and each one of them in their own way cheated to win. You want to talk about a rush. You want to talk about we have no idea what we're doing, but we're just going to throw it out there really quickly. We didn't have anything planned for him. You've slapped the holders of this belt in the face, and you slapped the fans in the face. Why in the hell should we care one bit? One bit about these belts. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, Todd. Can you hear me, by the way?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Why in the hell are they not putting the U.S. Championship or the Intercontinental Championship on the line at WrestleMania when they have all the time in the world for all these other matches that are meaningless?
You're absolutely right there, like you said, about the U.S. belt and the Intercontinental belt. I remember back in the day, you had time to put them on the card. They was mean something. Now anymore, did this? Oh, we're not going to put those mid card titles on to be part of WrestleMania or any other major pay per view. We don't have time for them. We care about the big.
I've never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, you have the Intercontinental Championship and the U.S. Championship literally being put on SmackDown. Well, we don't have time for it. In the two days of WrestleMania, you don't have time for your secondary titles? Then what in the hell good are they? Get rid of them. Get rid of them if it's no good and you got to put some guy in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. it shows the ineptness and the absolute uncaringness of the WWE for their own titles. So why then should fans give one damn about them?
Right. Why should we? I mean, think about it. Here's how far they've fallen. There was once a time when if you didn't hold the Intercontinental title, you never got a shot at the world title. Think about that.
Right. You're absolutely
same
right.
Same thing for the U.S. belt. I mean, back when the U.S. belt was part of WCW, that and the world title was WCW title. Think about it. You had to hold that belt to get a shot at the WCW title. If you held it long enough, you ended up getting a title shot. Right?
Yes, absolutely correct. I cannot believe that the WWE has done this. I cannot believe it. Now, let's be honest. If you want to put Angel Garza or even Humberto against Ricochet, those are great matches. I'm all for that. But you know that this is a last-minute deal because you didn't even bother to give it any build. We'll give it a last-minute build. We'll just give it a last-minute build. Why? So let me get this straight. We can literally have a tag team challenge for a solo belt. This doesn't make any sense. And now, if you're really going to get technical, you're going to take these Los Lothario, whatever they're called. I forget what they're called now. But whatever they're called, you're going to take them, put them in a match where it's two-on-one against Ricochet, and they're going to lose. And if they can't beat one dude, how the hell do you ever expect anybody to take them seriously again as a tag team? I mean, if you're Angel or Humberto, you're like, well, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do at this point because we're going to have to drop a match to Ricochet. So they're not winning. They don't want to break up the team, so they're not going to win. Tell you this, I'd rather have either one of them other than Ricochet. I'm not, at this stage of the game, I'm not a huge Ricochet fan. He's sort of a one-trick pony. He's not good on the mic. He does what he does. The flips are impressive, but they get old after a while, and it's just the same old, same old. I'd rather see one of the other guys have it. Give somebody else a chance. It's not gonna happen in a million years. So once again, Mike, they're going to throw these two guys to the wolves, lose a credible tag team just to have a challenger for Ricochet because they were too lazy to build one up.
Right. Think about this, Marcus. I just got finished watching night two of the Crockett Cup. All right.
Okay.
The NWA Crockett Cup. And, of course, the Briscoe brothers won that thing. And the question after they won it is, well, does this mean that they're automatically – in tune for a championship match for the NWA titles, tag team titles? That's the way it should be. Something like that happens, it's a very prestigious thing, and that's the question that should be asked after a team wins something like that, right?
Yeah.
That makes that Crockett Cup mean something when they do that.
I agree 1,000%. And because we're so short on time, let me just jump to SmackDown where 100,000 mistakes were made. If you think for 1 minute that the WWE is cranking on all cylinders, you've lost your mind. They don't even know what they're doing on the show. They literally don't even know what they're doing on their own show. We have, which is really embarrassing, we have the announcers say, well, in a minute, Kofi Kingston's coming out here with Xavier Woods, who's returning. And Xavier Woods is going to be by Kofi Kingston's side. Like, okay, well, that's nice to see Xavier again. Then Kofi Kingston comes out, obviously unaware that they had already announced Xavier Woods and said, I said you were fighting a member of the New Day. I didn't say who. And here's my big surprise. Xavier Woods Well, that's not a surprise because you've already blown that surprise. Already blown it. It's just unbelievable. It's honestly unbelievable to me that those announcers did not know that was supposed to be a surprise. Keep it to yourself. By the way, they're not calling him King Woods anymore, you notice. So we'll talk about that for a minute. We'll also talk about the fact that Ronda Rousey gave another promo that is the very reason why you keep the stick out of her hand. My God, it sounded like she was reading it off the back of her eyelids. She literally was just going, I think that the women's belt should be. She has no emotion, zero at all. You cannot give her the microphone. Cannot give this to the microphone. She's going to have a manager. If you're going to do anything with her, which you're not, you keep her for a year, she has spot matches, I get it. She'd never make it as a professional wrestler. She'd have to have a manager. Todd, they blew, and by the way, Roman Reigns shows up in a vehicle that's supposed to be his, and it's all beat up. I don't know if you noticed that. There was all kinds of paint chips on the front. They knew they were smashing it, so they got a rent-a-wreck or something. And they thought we were going to be too stupid to notice that it was all beat up. Not good, Todd. Not good. SmackDown has really lost my support as far as the effort they're putting into it.
Well, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, the spot would, where they brought in that wrecker SUV thing, like, this show's already a disaster. It's done.
It really is just... And then the announcer messed up the New Day entrance anyway, too. Mike, it just goes to show you, it sounds like it was thrown together at the last minute by a bunch of late high schoolers. It's unbelievable.
Right, and think, you know, we keep talking about AEW and mistakes and stuff like that, but they've made far fewer of these type of mistakes in AEW than the WWE is, and that's what makes people say, like you and me say, I'm willing to overlook AEW's mistakes in this fashion than the WWE, because there are far fewer of them, you know. And you're talking about giving Ronda Rousey a manager. You know, I just read something that Alundra Blaze Medusa wants to come back and manage somebody, you know. Now, that wouldn't be a bad idea, but they're not going to touch her with a 10-foot pole after the whole WWE
right.
title thing, you know. And that's the thing. And look, as far as the writing goes, I just got finished watching was this kayfabe commentaries with they take a look at different things, and they took a look at WWE 1998, which was the height of the Attitude Era with Vince Russo, and what one of the things he said in it was you may not like him, but he basically agreed with us. He said the writing is basically piss poor, and he believes it all started when Stephanie took over writing, you know.
Well, I don't know when it started, but I will tell you this: it's worse than piss poor now. Now it's not even, you're not even putting an effort into it. There's not even any continuity. Not even any continuity. Now, since we got 60 seconds left, I'm going to test this. And if we get cut off, we get cut off. But I'm going to try to go past it a little bit and see what ends up happening. Anyway, yes, the writing was pathetic, absolutely pathetic. The continuity was awful. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable that you're on the road to WrestleMania and this is the best you can do. You got Ronda Rousey, can't get a word out. The announcers don't know what to announce and what not to announce. You just figured out you didn't have any actual matches for your secondary champion, so you're like, uh-oh, we better throw one in for Ricochet. We don't have anybody left. Use a tag team. Are you kidding? I mean, are you kidding? Could you not have built up Apollo Crews or somebody? Why did it have to be a tag team? Let the guys have their tag team if that's what you want. Well, we're about to see whether we're going to still be on the air or not. I will test the calls as soon as they say I'm off the air. If not, we will see you on Tuesday. All right, let's go to the phones and see if we're still there. Mike, are you still there?
I'm still here, and the counter is still counting.
Okay, so let's go ahead and continue our conversation. Why couldn't they do that, Mike? Why did they have to go to a tag team to fight Ricochet? It sounds like they just wanted to get as many people in as they possibly could, and they're not even putting them in WrestleMania anyway. It's going to be on SmackDown, which is acting like a third night of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I really don't know. Because, I mean, look, again, we've talked about how many people are back at catering, right? I mean,
yes.
There are a number of people sitting back at catering, just, I don't want to say getting fat, but, you know, just basically standing around eating, you know? And why couldn't he use one of those people?
Mike, I don't know. See, this is the thing that gets me. You literally have a situation by which a top star is saying, I don't have a match. And you literally have Ricochet saying, I don't have an opponent. And yet you go to a tag team. You go to a tag team to fill your spot. I just don't know. I just don't know what they expect us to believe anymore. The writing has gotten as bad as I've ever seen it. And I've seen it bad. You know, we used to criticize the small things. Now the small things seem nothing compared to this. I mean, it's one thing to say, well, that was a bad story, or I didn't really like that, or they should have went a different direction. But when you don't even try, you basically just tell the fans, all the spots are filled. There are no other spots for WrestleMania. And then you're filling spots on Friday Night SmackDown. And Seth Rollins is supposed to be destroyed. He doesn't have one. That doesn't make any sense. When your production is so poor that your announcers don't know that Xavier Woods coming out is going to be a surprise announced by Kofi Kingston, that's poor. That goes beyond bad writing. That goes beyond anything like that. Now it's bad production. It's just unbelievable. It made me sad in a way, I got to tell you, because I grew up a Raw and SmackDown fan. And even the worst shows, the shows that I said, wow, that was lousy, it was still obvious that they tried and they just failed. They had a bad show. It happens. Now I'm looking at it and I'm saying, I don't think you're trying. I don't think you're trying at all. I think you're showing up to an arena saying, what do you think we're going to do tonight? Other than maybe one or two matches. And Todd, that never works. They haven't built up any of these WrestleMania feuds, so who the hell really cares one way or the other about them?
Well, you're absolutely right there. Like you said, they just lately, for the last several years, they've been just throw matches together in a short period of time, and they just don't take their time to put matches together. They're just like, oh, we're just going to put a show together and of a pay-per-view, especially the major pay-per-views. We're just going to throw all the matches together and we'll sort them out sometime down the road. That's what they're doing.
That's what it feels like. If you were going to do anything with Ricochet, you would think that you'd say, okay, well, if Ricochet is going to win the title, we're going to have have a WrestleMania rematch. No, you don't want to do that. Okay, well, then you got to really quickly build them up a feud with somebody, a solo worker who maybe doesn't have a spot at WrestleMania right now, that you are going to throw in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Damian Priest is in there. You want to talk about the wheels falling off. You had a guy that up until Finn Balor took it was a secondary champion, and now, right along with the champion himself, they're in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal along with Drew Gulak and and all the leftovers, the Viking Raiders, who else is in that thing, Apollo Crews. It's unbelievable, Mike. So that's what they think of their champions, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Tozawa. But,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's sad because Tozawa is one of the best things they have going right now on Raw. I mean, why would you put that guy in that thing when you got better things for – when you should have better things for him and basically Tamina to do? I mean, why?
Good question. It's a really good question. I have no answers anymore. You know, I used to have quite a few of the answers and say, well, you know, the WWE is shooting for this direction or that direction, and maybe it's not the direction we want it to go, but we'll understand where they're going. I don't know where they're going. You have now demeaned the titles other than the world championship to mean nothing. They don't mean anything. They're a joke. Get rid of them. Get rid of the Intercontinental Championship. Get rid of the U.S. Championship. They don't mean anything. Even you don't think they mean anything. Or your champion wouldn't be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That is a slap in the face. Not to just Finn Balor, but to the belt itself, to the title itself, and everybody else has held it. And I'm sure Ricochet's thrilled to have a match on Friday Night SmackDown, but, I mean, it's against a tag team, and we already know they're not going to win. And by the way, this is a tag team you should be building up to be a really, really solid tag team. So I don't want to hear, oh, we had communications issues. Oh, we got mad at each other because, remember, we used to be enemies, and we got mad at each other. I don't want to hear any of this. You didn't have a suitable opponent for Ricochet. You went to the well and found somebody and said, this doesn't have to be enough. Wonder how Apollo Crews feels about that. I don't care what brand you're on. This is WrestleMania, right? You can switch back and forth. Wonder how all those other guys, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, feel about that when you could have legitimately had something good. Could we not have just said, look, we're going to have the champion versus the champion even? Finn Balor versus Ricochet? And, you know, no titles on the line. It's just bragging rights. That would have been a way better match. And with much more at stake, even though the belts aren't on the line. No, you can't have that. Instead, who we got in the back? What about those Lothario guys? Oh, yeah, they're not doing anything. Okay. Somebody come up with an angle where we can get all of them in that match. Oh, my God. And once again, I like Angel Garza. I think he's one of the best wrestlers on your roster. Horribly underutilized. And I'd stand and applaud if he became the champion, but he's not gonna. And we already know it because they think of them as a tag team. They didn't waste all this money on the Kiss Cam and everything else to break them up a week later. So quite obviously, they're not going to get the title, Mike, and it's just going to undermine them as a tag team.
Right. You know, and look, I've said it before. I don't like to compare. I shouldn't be doing it, but comparing, and that's comparing WWE to AEW. But think about this. AEW with the TNT title and also, for lack of a better term, the FTW title. I know it's an unrecognized title, but that title means something, though. They're making it so that it means something. The TNT title means something, you know? And
yes,
that's the difference. That's the difference. Titles are supposed to mean something.
Of course they are. At the crux of it, professional wrestling or any other sport that has championships, you're going to have your individual feuds. You're going to have your wars and your blood feuds. But at the end, everyone is there because their dream is to become a champion. That's what it's supposed to be, I think. So if you just got guys hanging around, like Brock Lesnar saying, the championship don't mean anything to me. See, there's another thing. You had Brock Lesnar say the championship don't even mean anything to him. Okay, so your secondary champions, that means nothing to you. One of the guys that's holding your top championship means nothing to him. Wow. I mean, at some point, you got to make this about the titles again. You got to make it about everyone wants to be the champion. I don't care whether it's Tozawa or it's Brock Lesnar or it's Seth Rollins or it's Sami Zayn. I don't care. All of those guys should be saying, yeah, I'm not right in the top contenders now, but that is my goal. My goal is to get to a championship. when your goal is not to get to a championship, I don't know what the hell you're hanging around professional wrestling for then. I said, well, I'm getting a paycheck. Every guy there should be saying, we want to get our hands on a belt. We want to get our hands on a title. That's our ultimate dream. And when you do, it's supposed to be a special moment. You know, everybody remembers when somebody first gets that belt and they're so happy because it's a culmination of, well, I worked really hard for this, and now I got it. And now everybody's basically saying means nothing. I don't mean anything. You just go in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And you know that Damian Priest and Finn Balor, they're going to eliminate each other. Neither one of them is going to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I hope Tozawa wins. I hope somehow they find a way to have Tozawa win. That would be funny. And it may as well be funny because it's sure as hell not going to be entertaining. Now, on the other end, I think the Garza-Humberto-Ricochet match will be fantastic. The problem with it is it was a last-minute setup, and you already know there's absolutely no chance in hell Ricochet's coughing up the belt. So we can sit there and watch all the great moves and say, oh, wonderful, great, but there's no suspense. There's no thought that, oh, maybe we're going to see a championship change hands. It's just we wait for the inevitable. And what's the inevitable? Ricochet somehow gets those two to collide with each other, or one hits the move on the other one that shouldn't, and boom, he wins. Rolls out of the ring before the other two can regroup and get him, and that's it. Because theoretically, it would be a two-on-one situation, right? They'd beat his ass the whole match. But then when one went down for the pin, the other one would kind of have to kick him off. Otherwise, he wouldn't be the champion. So all you're really doing is trying to sow seeds of dissension within the tag team. And it's a tag team that really we don't need to see any seeds of dissension yet because they haven't even achieved anything, Todd. Let them have a little bit of success before you do it.
I'm absolutely right there. Like you said, we've been saying this for a while now. Those titles... I remember WrestleMania 4, they had a battle royal. They had one of the guys, undercard guys to win it. It was Bad News Brown that won the battle royal, one of the undercard guys.
Right. Yes, and started a feud with Bret Hart, which really turned Bret Hart into, because Bret Hart, I think, was sort of a heel then, and then he sort of went face and solo after that. There was a lot to that. There was some effort put into that. Mike, I don't see any effort put into this. It's like, who's our leftover Strowman in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
No, there is no effort. And think about this. You know, we all made fun of AEW when they say, well, records are going to mean things. Your record is going to mean things. Your wins and losses are going to mean things, right? Well, look at it. To get a shot, even at the undercard, at the undertitles, at the TNT titles, you have to have won a lot and not lost, and that's why records in kayfabe-wise mean something in AEW, because those records get you a shot at the TNT title. That your record will get you a shot at the TNT title, you know? Whereas, again, right. That's how it should be. That's it. Okay, you're going to hold a U.S. belt, right, in WWE. Well, the guys who are hanging out at the catering, who are singles guys, you know who are singles guys, should be fighting each other to get the best record they can to get at that U.S. title or get at the Intercontinental title. I mean, and that could
– Yeah, instead of having Sami Zayn be upset about losing and saying, I want that shot at Ricochet. No, it's all I'd rather have the guy from Jackass because he pissed me off. Well, if you had done what we said to begin with and had Sami Zayn sneak attack Ricochet and then say, well, we're sorry, Johnny, but you got to second him, and it is for the belt, so if you lose, Ricochet loses the title, Ricochet can accompany to you at ringside, you would have had Ricochet being able to do something at WrestleMania. You would have had Johnny Knoxville being able to do something at WrestleMania. You would have had Sami Zayn being able to do something at WrestleMania, and it would have meant something because, quite obviously, Johnny Knoxville can't defend the belt. So you know Ricochet is going to have to get involved at some point, which could lead to Sami Zayn once again saying, well, that wasn't fair. It was my match against Johnny Knoxville, and because Ricochet apparently couldn't wrestle me, and oh boy, though, when it looks like he's going to lose the belt, he finds enough energy to do something to me, doesn't he? And then you get another match out of it. I just don't understand. It's like they don't give one damn about their fan base. They're just like, well, whatever, we don't care. Throw it together and it's good enough. Anybody could write for him then. I could just walk in and say, okay, the Viking Raiders, tomorrow you're just going to sneak attack Street Profits, and that's it. That's your fight. Damian Priest, you're a heel now, so you're going to attack AJ Styles and say he's the one who caused you the downward spiral since he beat you that one time, so you're going to attack him. And that's it. That's what we're doing tonight. Okay, but where's next week? Where does this lead to? It doesn't lead to anywhere. We'll figure out more stuff next week. That's not the way it works. So I've got to sit down and figure out a month or 2 months ahead of time how we get into the next pay-per-view. It starts with the Raw right after WrestleMania. How do we get to the next pay-per-view, the build-up? You don't wait until the go-home show and say, you know, we didn't build up any of these matches. Yeah, you're right. Okay, well, just have everybody attack everybody. That's their answer, Mike. It's so juvenile, it blows my mind.
It really does. And think about this. Remember when they hired Paul Heyman to do some writing, and he was going to be one of the writers or whatever, and all of a sudden, 3 or 4 weeks later, they fired him? I don't want to be Sami Zayn conspiratorial here, but think about it. If they had kept him on, we all the time praise Paul Heyman about his writing. If they had left him on, how much better would we be looking at this WrestleMania if they left Paul Heyman to his own devices as a writer?
Absolutely. It's a shame. It's an absolute shame what they've done to the Intercontinental and the U.S. belts. It's an absolute shame that they've made even their top two belts feel, not so very important. It's more important that Sami Zayn gets revenge on Johnny Knoxville than has a belt. Wow. That's awful. We apologize for the short show today, folks. Blog Talk Radio has been giving us nothing but trouble. We're going to try to sort this out, and we'll be back with you again on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Wrestling Chat Radio.
Wrestling Chat Radio is a Savage Blade production.